Surprise someone you love with a custom song made just for them with SmileTunes. Visit SmileTunes.com to get started on your personalized song today. Don't just say I love you. Sing it with SmileTunes.
I'm Matt Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. I've had the privilege of seeing miracles, broken families rebuilt, every crash, every workplace injury, every medical mistake. Fighting back can work. We've gone toe-to-toe with insurance giants, and we've won a lot. Over $30 billion recovered. Size matters. Reputation matters. Results matter. There's only one Morgan & Morgan.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome. Morgan & Morgan, New York, PLLC, 199 Water Street, New York, New York, 212-738-6299.
Escape to Camel Beach, PA's biggest outdoor water park nearby in the Pocono Mountains. 37 rising attractions with tickets starting at just $29.99. Our best pricing in years. Buy your passes today at camelbeach.com and start making summer memories with your family today.
WHTC, Newark, New York City.
C100.
An iHeartRadio station. Guaranteed human.
This is Z100 Weekend Traffic Report. We have a disabled vehicle in Greenberg, shoulder blocked on the Sprainbrook southbound at the Cross Westchester Expressway. Queens, we have an accident, left lane blocked, LIE westbound between Maurice Ave and the BQE. And Brooklyn, we got slow traffic on the belt westbound between Bay Parkway and the Verrazano Bridge. Got a traffic tip, calls 24/7, 212-377-7757. I'm Jonathan Clark on Z100.
This report is sponsored by Audible.
When you start listening to books on Audible, traffic might seem like less of an annoyance and more of an opportunity for another chapter. Audible, stories that speak to you. New members can start listening with a 30-day free trial at audible.com.
New York City weather.
Perfect beach day today. Sunshine, high 83, then down to 70 tonight. Tomorrow, Sunday, some sun, some clouds, maybe a late day thunderstorm, more humid and a high of 80. Right now, 72 in the city at Z100.
This report is sponsored by Associated Supermarkets and Associated Fresh.
Get ready to host the best iHeartRadio viewing party with Associated Supermarkets. Visit shopassociated.com for your chance to win $1,000 in prizes to experience the iHeartRadio Music Festival first row right from home. Thanks to Associated Supermarkets, host Carolina Rice and Capri Sun.
Back to the music. Sponsored by Shulman & Hill Injury Lawyers. Rear-ended on the BQE? Go to hurtny.com. Every borough, every block. We are New York. New York's auto accident attorneys.
From the top of the Empire State Building.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Hey there. Morning show.
I can't believe Scary just said what he said. It really speaks volumes.
Yes.
He's like, if you're going to break up with someone at a restaurant, if it's a really good restaurant and you're enjoying your meal, it should make it easier.
Well, it happened to me.
I know, but you're saying because the meal was tasty, then your heart wasn't broken? I don't understand.
Food is a comfort thing, and people can use it as a buffer. So when I got broken up with several years ago, she planned it out according to the courses of the meal, with the appetizer, main course, and the dessert. And she kind of slowly ramped into what was she wanted to talk about. And by dessert, she tried to tie it up into a bow, and then she left, and she was 3 blocks from her house.
Then you're very forgiving.
If
I'm in love with someone or I'm really getting into them and they took me to a restaurant and started breaking up with me while we're eating.
Yeah.
And then you took another bite of what's on that plate, I would throw it at you.
Yeah. Absolutely. I would smack that fork right out of someone's hand. Like, are you kidding me? You're breaking up with me and eating this spaghetti? No, not today.
No.
And whoever does the breaking up, they're responsible to pay the bill. If you break up with me, I'm not splitting it with you when we're done.
That's all
I agree
on.
100%. Yeah, I agree.
We went Dutch.
So I brought this up and I said, hey, text in. Did you see the hundreds of texts that came in?
Yes.
This obviously hits a nerve with a lot of people breaking up in restaurants. Here's someone who said they broke up. I broke up with my ex at Ruby Tuesdays.
I used to work there.
Found out a lot about him. He ran out of the restaurant screaming at me in the whole restaurant. Listened in. And then a lot of people were texting and saying they didn't break up in restaurants, but they kept quiet at their table to listen to the breakup at the next table.
Did that.
Gandhi did that.
Yes.
Talk about it.
So I was at a Mexican restaurant with my ex-boyfriend, and the table behind, it was actually a booth behind us, the guy started to break up with the girl that he was with, and the reasons that he was giving were very specific and fascinating. So I stopped talking with my boyfriend at the time and was listening. He started talking louder than they were talking because he said it was rude that I was trying to listen to this intimate moment of their life. To which I say, you're at a booth at Elva Caro right now.
Wow.
You're loud enough, I can hear you, man. Like, come on.
Look at this. My ex-husband took me to my favorite restaurant to tell me he was serving me with divorce papers. My best friend's parents, coincidentally, who never go out to dinner, were sitting at the next table. Never spoke to her again. This a-hole thinks he wants to make a public display of me. Little did he know his divorce papers were already on their way as well.
Wow.
Now it's my favorite restaurant. I go all the time. Here's someone who got broken up with.
Break up with somebody in public.
Yeah, here's the thing. In a restaurant, it's too controlled, and it's not an easy escape.
It really isn't. You don't know how they'll act. They could become unhinged and embarrass you and themselves.
But
it's very risky.
Don't you think that's what people are hoping they don't do? That you're in that kind of environment and that will be maybe more controlled?
You don't know. That's why it backfires. I wouldn't play with it.
No.
Restaurant breakup. I broke up in a restaurant I always wanted to try out. So excited to go. Got dumped when the entrees came to the table. Never lost my appetite. Oh, this must be Scary typing in here. Never lost my appetite. Just went on eating. Oh, my gosh. Well, listen to James on line 20, though. Now, this is, I think, even riskier. Broke up on a Norwegian getaway on a ship.
That's crazy.
Now you're trapped.
James.
They're in the same room and everything.
They're on the same vessel.
Yeah.
You can't escape. What are you thinking, James?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What was I thinking? I was just, it was the end, you know?
But here's my question. If you're on the cruise with the person, can you get through the whole cruise and then once you like get off the ship, do it?
Not really. I just decided right there I was done.
Wow.
On what day of the cruise?
Yeah, how many days did you have left?
It was day 4 of day 8. So,
God.
You know, I still had a great time. It was Norwegian, and you guys know Norwegian. The ships are great. The ports are beautiful, but the best part is the people you meet, you know, so... I went out, I made a lot of friends, and I still enjoyed myself.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And the good thing about this is you got to keep the restaurant. You didn't have to give that up in the breakup. You got to keep the ship. You're good.
Nope. And Froggy will be happy I took care of the bill.
Okay. I know, but you had four more days with this person. How did that go?
Well, we still shared a room. We still shared a bed. Oh. So, you know, we definitely both still enjoyed ourselves. But,
Whoa. You broke up with her on the ship, and she still gave you sex.
I mean, you said it, not me.
Well, no, you basically said that. Yes, Gandhi. Okay, thoughts, yeah, what?
All right, James, what did she do in the middle of the trip that was so egregious that you couldn't wait till the end? Like, what was the nail in the coffin that you were like, this is it, halfway through vacation?
Well, I mean, well, obviously it was like a bunch of things that built up over time. But she kept being late to all the reservations and couldn't get ready in time and, like, that kind of got a little annoying. Where
that's normal, actually.
Yeah, that's an excuse.
All I should have done was tell her that the reservation was a few minutes earlier, so she got ready earlier. But, you know, water under the bridge.
Water under the ship.
Well, yeah, okay. So may I assume that this relationship wasn't really all that serious, was it?
I mean, I was in it for real. I was putting in a lot of effort, but I just saw that she wasn't. And she said numerous times over the cruise, which kind of bothered me, was she was perfectly okay with only being good looking.
What?
Like, that kind of bothered me a little bit.
What? Oh my gosh, this is crazy.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I was just saying, maybe it wasn't that serious.
Okay. I don't know, in hindsight. Well, look, you know, the whole story's great, by the way. You were my favorite call of the week, gotta be honest. All right, James.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, but the whole point of this conversation was people who take their significant other to a restaurant, knowing full well when they walk through that door, they're about to break up with them. That was not the case when you went on board Norwegian, was it? You didn't think you were going to break up with her? Okay. All right.
No, no.
And there you go. How are you today, by the way? How's your love life now?
I would have done it on the fourth day. So.
There you go. How's your love life now, James?
Single, doing my thing. It's been a few months. I went on another Norwegian cruise after that as a solo traveler. Had a good time on that and just, you know, realized that I can have a good time on my own. I don't need to travel with someone. And I have another cruise I'm leaving next Friday. Another cruise going to the Caribbean.
Norwegian loves you too. Here's the thing. Solo travel on cruise ships is fabulous. And I have so many friends who've done it. And have you done solo cruise before?
Yeah, I did one on Halloween last year, and I had a great time.
Oh, that's
look
awesome.
At you! All right, God, that's it makes worst, me kind of jealous.
Worst nightmare.
What do you mean?
I'm doing my thing. Don't worry.
Solo cruising by yourself, and you're stuck with your own devices for 7 days.
No, some people it's a nightmare to go with someone else. All right, thank you, Scary, but thank you, James. You have a great day, and thanks for listening to us. And Norwegian loves you, man. They want you back.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right. Wow. Thank you very much. Wow.
Interesting.
I need pictures now, too.
That took a turn.
Yeah.
Love it.
But, yeah, I can't believe all of these texts about being broken up with or breaking up with someone in a restaurant. I don't know. And then when you broke it up, like I said before, you and your other love that restaurant. Like, who gets it? Like,
yeah.
And do you go back on your own with friends or with your next date? Mm-hmm. Do you dare take your next significant other to that romantic restaurant?
You know how
sure
many
you
times
do?
There's a problem probably with the wait staff. Like, you know, they're used to seeing, like, you know, you with Robert. And then all of a sudden you come in with Johnny and they're like, what happened to Robert? And sometimes they'll say that right in front of them. Hey, what happened to Robert? And then poor Johnny is feeling like crap because he's your new guy at this restaurant.
Right.
You know, it's crazy.
Well, you want to hear another layer to this onion? Mm. What if you and your, let's say your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, go to the same restaurant, and then you love it so much, when you're cheating on them, you take your side piece to the restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Well, no, you know, if you're really tipping high, they'll keep it quiet.
Yeah,
oh, hello,
so.
Mr. Duran. Good to see you. Who's your son here at the table? Is this your son?
Yeah, wake up.
Nothing artificial.
Hello, I
shiny.
Somewhat intelligent.
Do you use your shiny hiney?
That's a little personal.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show is guaranteed human.
Now we're getting personal. Z100.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post-Run High, and listen now.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes. Trying on all our clothes, clothes. Boys blowing up our phones, phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No. Like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk, crunk. Boys try to touch my junk, junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk, drunk. Nah, nah, we go until they kick us out, out. The police shut us down, down. Police shut us down, down. Po-po shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight.
Preset on iHeartRadio.
This is Z100.
I'm gonna get every time.
Borrego.
With Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Z100.
I'm freezing outside. Hold my skin tight. My coat is inside. While I look up at you, I treat your pain right. Well, when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you. It sounds insane, right? I'll take the same fight. Wait at your bedside. I'll be right next to you. I'm going stateside. Where I'll see you tonight. Tell me, how did a girl like me get into you?
See how he does. The email reads, my grandmother absolutely hates telemarketers. She's been known to blow whistles into the phone when they call.
Oh, no.
My whole family hates telemarketers. My grandmother lives with my aunt and my mom and even my uncle. They all hang out together and wait for the phone to ring so they can yell at the telemarketers. This is a job for Michael Oppenheimer, don't you think? Michael, let him have it. This comes to us from Karen in Kenilworth, New Jersey. All right, Karen, scary as Michael Oppenheimer is going to make the call. Listen as Karen's grandmother, aunt, mom, and even Uncle Eddie all get involved with a phone call from Michael Oppenheimer.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer.
Hello, who is this?
Hi, this is Mr. Michael
Oppenheimer. I can't hear you.
This is Mr.
Hello?
Good morning. This is Mr. Michael.
You have to talk louder. I can't hear you.
This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer with the New Jersey Walk Along for Literacy. How are you doing today, miss?
Hello.
Greetings. This is Mr.
What's wrong with you? I can't hear you.
You can hear me just fine. Would you like to lend a helping hand to the illiteracy?
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer with the New Jersey Walk Along for Literacy. How are you doing today?
Yeah, we're not interested then.
I'd like to tell you a little bit about the
Are you a moron or not? I mean, after I hang up three times, you keep calling back?
Just a word about our program here this afternoon.
Is this a recording?
No,
This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer with the New Jersey Walk-Along for Literacy. How are you doing today?
For illiteracy?
For literacy. Maybe there's someone in your family who cannot read or write.
We're not interested.
Okay. Maybe you'd like to put a donation in.
Maybe I wouldn't.
You know, in today's society, reading is fundamental.
Hello?
Greetings. This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer again with the New Jersey Walk-Along for Literacy. How are you doing?
Michael Oppenheimer?
Yes. We'd like to tell you about our...
And what? From what?
The New Jersey Walk-Along for Literacy.
Walk-Along?
For Literacy. My call for you today is twofold. One, to let you know about an upcoming event we have going on Sunday at the Meadowlands. And the other is to ask for a small financial donation at this time.
Sure.
Okay, can I have your full name, please?
No, you'll find out when I get the cops to come over. Where are you located?
Do you have anyone in your family who is illiterate?
And you're in...
Excuse
in
me, I'm...
What's your phone number?
Trying to read through my script.
What's your phone number?
Are you with me?
Yes, I am with you.
Would you like to participate in our event?
Okay, I might be interested, okay?
Okay, can
I'll call
I
you back when I'm interested.
Can I have your credit card number, please?
Kennewood Police, may I help you?
One out of every 57 children are stricken with an illiteracy disorder. Are you aware of this?
I have this tapped, okay?
No need to get crazy.
And I don't appreciate calls like this.
But, ma'am, I'm trying to...
I'm having this wiretap. I'm going to have your job, and I'm going to sue you for harassment.
Miss, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Good, I'm glad. Here's the cop.
Hello.
I'm looking for Mrs. Irene Pastor, please. They said she was interested in making a donation for the Walk Along for Literacy.
Let me tell you something, pal.
For a monetary donation of
$30... Kiss my ass. I'm going to call the cops right now and have your number tapped, jerk off.
For a $30 donation...
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer with the New Jersey Walk Along for Literacy. How are you doing today, miss?
Hello, Mike. You know this?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah, hi. How are you doing?
Bob Sobrison with the Kenilworth Police. How are you?
Very good.
Let me ask you a question. Where are you from?
From the New Jersey Walk
Along. Yeah, I know. You told me that 10 times. This has got to be a friggin' joke.
You think?
I would think so.
Karen is playing a joke on all of you.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
You've been phone tapped.
Who's this?
This is Skeery Jones.
I am going to kill it.
That's pretty damn funny.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
You've been running around, running around, running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around, going around, going around every party in LA. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. You're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention. You don't want my heart. Maybe you just hate the thought of me with someone new. Yeah, you just want attention. You got me thinking about when you were mine. And now I'm all up on you. What you expect? But you're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention.
Z100 on iHeartRadio.
Make us your number one preset now.
We are the crowd. We're good coming out. Got my flash on, it's true. Need that picture of you. This photo of us, it don't have a price. Ready for those flashing lights. Cause you know that, baby, I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Paparazzi. Baby, there's no other superstar. You know that I'll be paparazzi. Promise I'll be kind.
Company's
Inc. In the morning.
I like Danielle and her laugh.
You know you're gonna
wake you up.
Everyone like vibes with each other really good.
Gonna wake up in the morning.
Love Elvis because he's such a sassball, like my spirit animal, like really.
Yeah.
Elvis Duran
and the Z100
Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
First you both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first then the line will never be crossed, established it on our own when that line had to be drawn and that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Hey, I got Michael calling in with an interesting question from Michael. Hey, Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well. You asked a very, very interesting, thought-provoking question on the text. Do you wish to repeat that for everyone?
Yeah, so I know you guys talk about shows all the time, and you love your shows. So I was wondering if there was a TV show or a series that you could watch or experience again for the first time, what would it be?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Now, what made you think of this? Do you have one in mind personally?
For me personally, one of my top ones is Stranger Things. Just the whole franchise, and it was a very unique type of show and something that we've never seen before. And it was just, it's one of the only shows. So I'd never really rewatched shows before. I was never that type of person.
Right.
But when I watched Stranger Things, I had now rewatched it 4 times.
Wow.
So it just, for some reason, it just hit differently. And it was just, you know, it was just a really incredible show. It was one of those shows that everyone was talking about at the time.
All right, so you got us thinking about this. We've been simmering with this. Mm. I'm going to tell you right now. West Wing, I would see again.
Okay.
Good one.
Downton Abbey, I would love to see from the beginning.
Yeah, that's good.
Sopranos, I'd love to see again.
Oh, that was going to be mine.
Yeah.
See, mine is then, Ozark.
Oh, wow. Okay, Ozark.
If I could.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Start it over?
Yeah.
Okay. You had a couple others, you said. Wow, yeah, Ted Lasso. Excellent.
And True Blood, which I don't know if any of you ever watched True Blood, but True Blood was like my... I love that show so much that I saved the series finale and I wouldn't watch it for months and months and months because I didn't want it to be done.
I have to add The Crown to that, by the way. Love The Crown. Oh? Were you going to add something, Michael?
Yeah, I mean, I had other shows. Dexter was like a really great show.
Absolutely.
And then, like, comedies like The Office and Schitt's Creek were really incredible, too. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What Schitt's about you, Gandhi?
To the point that when I watched Schitt's Creek, mm-hmm. I didn't even finish it because I didn't want it to end.
See, I do that same thing, Michael. I'm afraid to... It's like when you buy a lottery ticket, you don't want to look at it even after they've put the numbers out because until you've looked at it, you still have the possibility of winning a couple million dollars.
Still some hope.
Yeah, you create that fantasy thing in your head of what would I do?
Exactly. So that last show, yeah, you want to, it's like, okay, I got to finally watch it. And then you know you're done. It's very sad. What about you, Gandhi?
Okay, so definitely The Sopranos. That I still rewatch it because I catch stuff all the time.
Phenomenal
and it's such
show.
A good show. The Office and 30 Rock, duh. But probably Game of Thrones. That was pretty fascinating too. And I have gone back and rewatched it, but it's totally different than watching for the first time. And I've changed my thoughts on how bad people thought the ending was.
Right.
I don't think it's as bad anymore.
Huh.
Yeah. First time I was
really?
Oh. Yeah.
Now why do you think you've changed your tune on that?
Well, I think I binged the show. I was not one of the people who watched it week to week, so I didn't have that same like years long build up. And I think binging it makes a totally different experience. Like, when you binge it, the end doesn't seem nearly as bad.
Like Sopranos. Did you hate the ending? Because so many people did.
No.
Okay.
I loved it.
I love the ending. Yeah. I love how they left it hanging like that.
And I don't want to ruin anything for people who haven't watched Game of Thrones, but the whole point, like, people thought they really rushed that last season, and I thought it was kind of perfect, like, the way that it ended. But,
okay. You should let them know, because no one else said anything nice about it.
No, I have a friend who doesn't want to talk to me because I think this.
Right. Now, Scary, yeah. I would ask you what show you'd like to see again, but you haven't watched TV since 1979.
No, I know. I've watched
so
a few shows.
What's the last thing you watched?
No, Sesame Street was the last thing he watched.
I mean, aside from some comedies that I would like to go back and relive, like Curb Your Enthusiasm and stuff, those aren't like drama. I would have to go with Sopranos and, Sex and the City. Sex in the City is one that, I don't remember some of those beginning episodes. I might have joined season 2 or 3, but I watched that show religiously when, and the same thing with The Sopranos.
Okay.
And maybe Sex in the City is so, it's dated. They were so of the time.
Yeah.
You watch it now, you're like, does this still hang true?
Right.
I don't know.
That's why,
interesting.
There was an episode of Sex in the City where Carrie accidentally gets a Brazilian, and they're like, oh, I can't believe somebody would do that. Oh, my God. And now I'm like, that's all that anybody ever does.
Yeah.
Like,
I know my answer is weak. Maybe The Wire. All right.
No, that's your answer.
Okay. Oh, speaking of Brazilians, we got to hurry. I have an appointment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what about you, Straight Nate?
Okay, you mentioned a lot. Sopranos, phenomenal show, but Breaking Bad?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. What
I never saw that.
Absolutely
that was good.
Phenomenal.
Except for that
show.
one episode.
Yeah,
the whole rest
the
of the thing is great.
The Fly was terrible.
But you look at, I think a lot of series, they really don't have an ending in mind. This just feels like an epic that was planned every step of the way. And there's still, I've rewatched it, I think, twice. And there's still episodes where I'm watching it and my heart's racing. Even though I know it's going to happen, but the way they made it and shot it, it's just so well done.
Wait, do
it's
you absolutely think phenomenal every show has like the one episode that like was the crappy one? It's like they needed an extra episode. So like yours, that was The Fly. Like remember Ted Lasso, the pants episode? That was horrible.
That was stupid.
Like it was
there's
so
always
stupid.
A filler episode somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like a filler
they
episode.
They say they just got to fill time. Okay, just a whole hour about nothing.
Yeah.
Froggy, do you have any?
You know what? I, for the longest time, only because my dad was watching it, I tried to watch Lost.
But it made me so mad, and I couldn't follow along that it confused me. I felt stupid.
You got I'm lost watching Lost.
I'm not watching this anymore, so I don't know how it ended. So to me, Lost still has not ended, but it made me angry. I would watch the show. It was weird. I would get excited and be like, yeah, I'm going to watch Lost tonight, and I would talk to my dad about it. And then in the middle of the show, I'd be so freaking mad. I'm like, well, why do I do this to myself? It was like watching a sporting event. Right. My team plays bad.
I look back at Lost. I loved that show. I thought it was great. And there were confusing moments.
Did it stress you out?
You're totally stressed out. But it's okay. I was expecting to be
stressed out. Life is stressful enough. I don't need a TV show to do it.
Right. Hey, you know who's going to have a weird answer is Scotty B.
Oh, oh, God. Sanford and Son.
No, that or Seventh Heaven.
Yeah. That was his show.
I always loved Seventh Heaven.
Full House
because of the girl.
I didn't love Full House. I just like Mary-Kate and Ashley. Mm.
Good sick. Times.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was going to say Chips, but, that's
Oh, yeah, Chips.
Obvious. No, Skiri actually mentioned the one I was thinking of. Curb Your Enthusiasm is always still my go-to. Like, if I'm on an airplane or have nothing to watch somewhere, I've seen that series 1,000 times. I mean, just, you know, the crude humor and it reminds me of my dad a lot. And it's just, I don't know. It's just a show that I like comedy. I don't watch really any dramas or anything. So.
I'm with you, Scotty B.
Yeah, or even Seinfeld. You know, I loved Seinfeld. I was not a Friends guy. I was a huge Seinfeld guy. So I would watch that over and over and over.
Well, gosh.
I think
there's so many.
Like 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah. I love 30 Rock.
To Gandhi's point, when sometimes when you binge these shows, they just like feel differently because you're experiencing them as a whole. Versus like when you're watching them week to week, like it's very different experience.
Yeah, I
like you're fully immersed when you're watching the whole thing.
I miss that not everything does it like that. Like certain streaming services, you have to wait week to week. But like I miss like wanting to find out what would happen and being so excited that, oh my gosh, Friday's coming, my show's going to be on. I can't wait to find out what happens. Like it's just so like it just they just give it to you so easily now.
So that was an excellent question, Michael. Thank you so much for bringing that into us.
Good question, no Michael.
Michael.
Is there for Michael.
Yay, Michael.
Michael, everybody.
Thank you.
As New York as a dirty water hot dog.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
When Z100 is your number one preset,
hit music is everywhere.
This is Tame Impala.
This is Jenny.
Run from the sun like Dracula. 100.3
FM in the car.
This is Ariana Grande.
You gotta
and on our free iHeartRadio app.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran.
Reset your presets to New York's number one hit music station.
Z100.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
The club isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Sheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
first date. Mm-hmm. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up your plate. Mm-hmm. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. Mm-hmm. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat. Tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. Come on, be my baby, come on. 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 I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Shape of you.